is Mo Reese. More with Mo is brought to you by JulieLand.com. As usual today, I am joined by the voice you can hear in the background, Mr. Richard Avery.
Hello.
And we have the woman, the social media princess, as she liked to call herself, Miss Dani Daniels here today.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Was that a real orgasm there?
No.
We're in porn. It sounded real.
Yes.
She hasn't had a real one in 10
Maybe.
Years.
When was the last time you had a real orgasm?
This morning? No, Ooh. Last night. Wait. It's all a blur.
It's all blurred?
Yeah.
When was the last time you tweeted?
Like an hour ago.
Wow. So pretty close.
So you tweet more than you have orgasms?
Yeah.
You tweet a lot.
Tweetgasms.
Do you ever tweet while you're sitting on the toilet?
Yes.
Because we call that
while I'm peeing.
Twitter.
Pee tweet.
Like you like tweeting Twitter.
Now, are you tweeting out creative stuff or is that your time to respond to people?
That's my respond time.
That's when all of a sudden everybody gets responded to. That's when you're taking a tinkle, if you will. Because girls don't do the other thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I know you are on the social media known as Twitter.
Yes.
But I've also seen you on Vine.
Yes. I just fucking got suspended. I'm so pissed.
I saw this. How did you get suspended?
I have
from
no
Vine?
Idea. And I wrote to them yesterday. So I'm waiting to hear
Instagram?
Response. Dude, like Annika and Mick fuck on it. Like, and they don't get suspended. And I got suspended because I show my fucking bush. So you know what? Fuck you, Vine.
Did you just tattle on Annika and Mick? Totally. They do it.
I no, like can Annika I tell and Mick, you though, so like, I can tattle on them.
Yeah. But what that's the weird part is like, I hate the fact, I understand why they do sometimes because I've gotten kicked off of Instagram a couple times and I've gone back to complain.
But Vine, you can have nudity right. As long as it's.
But what bothers me, it's not about just about, it's to me, it's like, why can't you at least warn us and say, hey, before you, crawls all this, just say, hey, no more of this. Because I always say, I put up a picture of a girl with blood in her mouth and they got pissed off. Or I had the one that got kicked off was two girls kissing. I was like, are you kidding me?
Yeah, I'm totally down for rules if they just told me or like emailed me and was like, hey, you can't show your pussy. Right. But they never said that. And there's plenty of accounts that show it. I was discriminated against because I have a bush and it's not fair.
And how many followers do you have on Vine?
I had like 120.
Thousand.
Yeah.
Not 120.
In like 6 months.
In six months. I mean, that's.
And that's why I was so pissed. I had the same amount on Vine that I had in Twitter in 3 years. And I was like, really?
How many did you have on, do you have Instagram as well?
No, Instagram hates me.
Okay.
I tried, I would remake one every couple months and I was just like, fuck this.
Now, I found out the power of Miss Dani Daniels' Vine. One day, we're on set and I decided, I've not done Vine. I created a Mox account, so I had one.
Yeah.
But I never did anything with it. So I decided, she's the queen of Vines. You had done how many Vines?
Like 2,000?
2,000 little six-second
clips. That's like Elektra.
Clips.
Elektra does a lot too.
Mm-hmm. It's insane. So I decide, I see her walking through the set and, she's naked and she's got a great ass. So I decide, I need to film the ass of the Vine Queen.
Yeah.
And so I did that and I posted it. I didn't really know what to do with this. It was like, okay, great. And I went on about my way. I said, my first Vine is Miss Dani Daniels.
Yeah.
Within 24 hours, I had 2,000 followers, and that thing had been favorited 2,500 times and revined like 950. I didn't even know what the fuck that I had done. So I go ahead and decide to tweet. I was like, hey, I got this, this, and this. Does this make me Vine famous? Because I thought, Twitter famous. They said, no, it makes Dani Daniels' ass Vine famous.
Oh my God.
And so
it was kind of, it was a good Vine though.
It was a great Vine. Now, what is it about Vine that you like?
I like that I can connect with my fans, and I think it's kind of cool. I mean, my personality shows through more. I'm like not very serious about anything. And I upload on, like, I have a Tumblr account and I have a bunch of followers on there, but just pictures. So it just kind of shows like the real side of me. Like I'll be like doing stupid shit or
I like
showing my bush or like I do like daily bush and just a bunch of random silliness and people seem to like it. So
that's what I noticed with Elektra. She does some really crazy, funny, creative things.
Yeah.
And I love it. I don't do that Vine yet, but I like watching what the girls are doing with and how they're using that time, that amount of time, and to be creative with it.
Yeah.
And I do think, I agree with you, the personality really comes out a lot more than a still picture.
Like. Yeah, and I have like 6 seconds of ADD, so it's kind of cool. I'm like, what's up? I'm on set. Here's my vagina. Okay, peace. and then that's it. Vine.
See, I've tried. I play around with Vine some, but I think I'm a little bit too much of a perfectionist to try and go, okay, oh, nope, I fucked up. Start over. Start over. So I'm good with Twitter. I love tweeting. And I have my blog, which is just still photos, but they're not of me.
Promoting, it's not like you.
You're promoting you as in you. I'm promoting me as a product as hey, let me take pictures of you. You're promoting is, hey, please buy me so and jerk off to me.
Yeah.
So you're trying to get to your fans.
I do sneak in like subliminal commercials where I'm like, here's my vagina. Oh my God, you guys, I'm so horny. Go to DannyNoodlesVIP.com. Like, it's like such, you know.
Have you been approached by any other companies? I know Eat24 right now is really involved in porn.
No one will ever do that.
Oh, you're not selling out?
No one will ever do that because I'm so not friendly. Like, I show my fucking pussy. Like, no one's going to attach themselves to that.
Eat24 has started to really get involved in communicating with porn stars. Like, really? They do late night stuff. Mm. And they're, like, really, like, responding, and they follow a lot of the porn chicks. And it seems to be a good market for them.
I would make a great Vine. I'd be, like, have someone eating my pussy and be like, Eat24!
You should just do it anyways. Let's get later on today, okay?
That's a freebie.
What about Facebook? Are you a...
I'm not on Facebook. There's a fake account.
MySpace?
I am not on MySpace.
Friendster?
I am not on Friendster.
AOL chat board.
What is that?
Classmates.com.
Fuck you. No, I have my Tumblr, I have my website, and I have Vine and Twitter.
Who does your website?
Pooba. Yeah, Ivan's a good friend of mine, so it's fun.
Very cool.
So how much are you actually on? How much of your typical day do you think you dedicate to
social media?
Yeah.
Probably... As a collective, I spend 6 hours a day on my phone.
So that's how many hours you spend sitting on the toilet?
Yeah. Gotta fucking get it out, man.
Okay.
Do the cleanse. gotta prepare for all those anal scenes I don't do.
And so, you know. Only with your roommate.
Yeah.
So besides just promotion and, you know, I mean, obviously there could be financial benefit down the road from having fans and all this, but
it's
do you
not
do
really,
it for fun?
It's not about
like,
that.
I'm not trying to be the like Miss America, but it's really not about that.
It's about attention.
Is it all about you?
No, it's not even about attention. It's about just expression. About the reason I'm so popular, I think, in my opinion, is because I do connect with my fans. Mm-hmm. I answer my fans on Twitter as long as they're respectful.
Sure.
Like I answer my fans' questions on my blog. Like I spend a lot of time, like that's the most... that's what I'm doing is for the 6 hours is I'm responding to people and answering people and answering people's questions and being silly and being myself. And like, I think that's why so many people enjoy my scenes is because I'm the same person when I'm banging that I am off camera. I'm not like this person that's like, I'm a princess and I like pink and my boobies are thick and I'm blonde and like, la la la, princess lollipop. Like, no.
Have you said that line before?
No.
Are you talking about Lexi Bell?
No, let's not do that now.
Just kidding.
So I can name a couple girls. Are you talking about? I love the train wrecks. They're my favorite. Lexi isn't, but the other.
So yeah. Do you have one of these Amazon wish lists that it's attached to all your things?
I do, but it's not on there. I have my wish list because guys that buy custom videos spend money on my wish list because transferring money through PayPal is illegal.
Mm-hmm.
So they buy things on my wish list and then I give them a custom video. But oh. I'm not on like, spoil me on my wish list.
Yeah, spoil me, I'll spoil you. Because you see a lot of that. And I know some girls are doing very well financially by getting things that way.
To each their own.
I hate it.
But like,
I hate it.
So that is one way that you're now direct to consumer. That's one way that you're promoting yourself of saying, hey, you can buy a private, instead of me filming a solo video of you and putting it on DVD and them going and buying it and saying, hey, can you sign it for me? You're actually saying, here, I'll shoot a solo video. You buy me this and I'll give you this.
Buy me this sofa and I will masturbate for you.
So, I mean, that's like...
Next time you're sitting on the sofa, you're like, what'd you do for this?
Yeah.
It's like,
exactly.
What color is the sofa?
White.
How many people will fit on it?
Maybe 4 and 5.
Has the maid stained it with anything?
No, it's like this fake leather bullshit. So you just wipe it. Pleather? Yeah. I've got a dog.
We call it Japanese
leather. I can't have
leather.
Nice things.
So you connect with your fans, but obviously there has to be the typical creepy guys that are out there as well.
Oh, there's so many creepers. I have a guy that fucking tweets me like 200 times a day. And my lawyer has like been like, I follow your Twitter because it's funny. And there's this guy that responds to you. Like, have you ever noticed this? And like, I went on and I was like, oh my God. Like, I'm not exaggerating, like 200 times a day.
Wow.
Yeah.
And
I got a dumb question here. Sorry to interrupt. But do you ever, because there's certain girls, I won't name names because we're not going to get in trouble here, mm-hmm. but there's certain girls that tweeting just annoys the fuck out of me.
I love tweeting.
Like literally, no, I get that. And I think some of it's, I like girls, I have rules with my friends, but I always say like, there's like two girls especially that I just wish somebody would take their phone away. Like just just.
Well, I'm not talking about like I'm not like girls that are just. Oh my god, he broke my heart, and I'm like really sad. Like I don't. Last night I tweeted Stella and Nutella hashtag whatever, and then Little John tweeted me today and said you're gonna be shitting forever, and I was like what, and he was like whoosh, and it was awesome.
Oh my god.
No, but it's like the girls that I hate girls that just like, I always say to them, like, just because you're stupid and a dumb hoe doesn't mean you have to tell everybody.
No, the train wrecks. Those are the best tweets. No,
it's annoying. And everybody thinks they're so special. I'm like, no, you're
on
not.
That boss ass life, workout mode, bitch. Those girls.
Airport flow.
On that airport flow, making that money.
And like, oh yeah, I'm going to Dubai for summer vacation. Yeah. Not.
Yeah. Oh my God.
It's like, okay, cool. Yeah, have a good time.
I just bought this Louis Vuitton bag. Hashtag making that money. Really? Because you haven't worked in 6 months.
For some reason, I just decided it was a smart idea to leave my Twitter wide open and hand my phone over to Miss Dani Daniels. Uh-oh. And we'll see what happens because later I'll hack into hers somehow.
Yeah.
Do you get the dick pics? Do you get the marriage proposals? Do you get all that from your fans as well?
Yep.
Is it just dudes?
No, I have a lot of female fans, but they're super respectful. The girls are the best. The girls are like, you're really pretty, and these boobs are for you, and they'll post a picture, and I'm like, fucking yes, thank you. Yeah.
And so you have a large female fan audience?
Do you like girls?
I love girls. That's why I got in the business, is for girls. And then I just started doing boys.
Who's your favorite girl?
Wait.
Or I won't even do that. I won't do that to you. Give me five top girls, in no order, just five girls that you like.
Off the top of my head, Sin Sage, Holly Michaels, I'd say Brett, but now it's weird to have sex with her because we're really, really close. I'm blanking out. Misty Stone, Cherie DeVille, and Natasha Nice.
Oh, Natasha Nice.
Because she likes feet, and it's really fun to like smash my foot in her mouth.
I like Misty.
I've worked with Misty's one of those girls. Awesome. I've worked with Natasha.
Misty taught me how to roll a spliff. So cool.
Misty's hot. I would love to be able to do a scene with her for a movie one day. Mm. One day.
Took her 45 minutes to get an orgasm off a Hitachi, and then she broke the Hitachi. She killed it.
She killed a Hitachi.
Yeah, pretty amazing.
Have you ever killed a Hitachi?
No, but I love my Hitachi. I actually have a body wand.
A body wand?
Insert product placement here.
And how is this body wand?
It's amazing.
Wait, are you sure it's not the magic wand?
No, body wand. It's blue because I like blue.
You do. I see you're wearing a blue dress today.
I am. I'm distracted because I'm writing really filthy things on your.
This.
I would not
idea.
Let her do this.
Yeah, this Twitter idea.
You know your girl's reading this shit and going.
No, and the best part is this
she's
is
probably wetting her pants right now.
It's going to be hard to explain this now because they're not going to hear this for a little bit. So it's going to be no. It was a joke. Yeah.
Okay. There we go.
Okay, do you want to go ahead and read out what you've just tweeted?
Sure.
As it was just tweeted.
Late night theater. Okay. Sometimes I shit myself, probably because of that Superman gangbang 3 years ago, but my Wonder Woman costume looked great on my hips.
Okay, that's hilarious.
Yeah. Oh, my god.
Now, there is somebody, I know Kieran Lee is known for stealing people's phones and writing things like,
so is
I just shit myself. Shylar.
Yeah.
I mean, have you ever been Twitter-ed?
I fucking lost it once on set.
I lost my shit.
I was on a Digital Playground set, and Shylar took my phone, because I never lock my phone until now, because of fuck you, Shylar, if you're listening to this. And I love Shylar, he doesn't care.
No, I do.
So he put I shit myself and I freaked out. I was like, dude, I have like over 100,000 followers. Like, it's not fucking funny. Like, and half of them are foreign and don't understand English and think that I really shit myself.
Sure.
So I got mad and I like put my phone on set and I looked, Robbie was directing. I was like, now you can deal with my fucking phone in the shot because Shylar can't behave. And they're like, no, this PA will hold it for you. I was like, fine. So the PA held it. The PA fucking lost my phone. So then after the intro, we had to like change locations and he spent like an hour. The whole crew, I'm like, no one's fucking leaving until you find my phone. And it took an hour. Yeah. So fuck you, Shylar.
But she still loves you.
P.S. I love you and please still hire me. What?
Wow, that was dramatic.
I'm just kidding. I'm actually going to his Halloween party tonight.
Because it's Halloween.
And what's your costume?
I'm an astronaut with the ass cut out.
Wow.
It's so funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's
What?
Nothing. Yeah. Yeah. Are you gonna tweet about it? Vine it? Oh, not vining. Sorry.
I heard your roommate's dressing up as Wonder Woman.
Dude, my roommate's costume is fucking hysterical. We went because we were buying costumes for Darwin, and there was this one costume that's for little girls. And I was like, I am buying you this, and you are wearing it, and it against your will. And he's like, totally down. That's my Xander voice. I'm totally down. Totally down.
He has a very masculine voice.
Like an old smoking woman in a trailer.
What kind of trailer? Does it have a tip
double
out?
Wide.
Double wide. Oh.
She retired well.
She did for the hot well. Tub. Yes. See, I grew up in the single wide with a tip out. You know.
Yeah. Single wide with a tip.
Totally judging you.
Please judge away. Well, I'm waiting to be judged here on this Twitter thing. And tell you what, I'm going to let you call out Vine here in a minute when we're done, and you can use my Vine to do that.
Okay, I'm sure.
Where all can we find you on all these social medias?
Miss Dani Daniels is my Twitter. Dani Daniels VIP is my site. I might have a Vine, probably not, but it would be Dani Daniels, and you can't search it, so you have to go through my Twitter and do a bunch of bullshit to find my Vine. But it's like finding a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow, because it's a bunch of free vagina shots. And then my Tumblr, missdanidaniels.tumblr.com.
And do you have a private phone number you want to give out as well? Well, on that note...
Whoever has that number, enjoy!
My name is Mo Reese. You can find me on Twitter at M-O-X-X-X Mox, or you can find me on my blog, theaveragemo.com, where you can find out all sorts of cool BTS shots of Miss Dani Daniels. And we'll see you guys next time.